B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
As promised, why don't we go back to your phones? Thanks for hanging on. Let's go to... We had someone drop off that I was going to go to, but we'll go to George, who's in the car, who had a thought on the Celtics. What do you got, George?
Hello, George.
Hey, Beetle, Hardy. What's
up, George?
I'm more of a Patriots than a Celtics guy.
Sure.
I don't really watch hockey or Bruins like that, but I think this is a huge indictment on the Celtics, how all these other teams are going to the final, and the Bruins is a good chance of winning it all. I think it just looks really bad on the Celtics, and it's really frustrating, honestly.
Isn't it funny how that works? I mean, it's bad enough that the Celtics lost in the second round when they should have continued.
We talked about this earlier. Like, we knew the Red Sox were having a really good regular season, but people weren't like going gaga head over heels because the playoffs didn't start yet and you didn't trust this rotation. So you really had, I don't know what type of expectation for the Red Sox. The Bruins are sort of the same team as they were the year before. The Patriots come out of the gate and they were, 1-2? And just seemed like doom and gloom, like beginning and the end. And you could go back to, however many months you want to go to, whether it was August or, middle of last year and all that, and you could say, boy, of all the four teams, which team on paper, from an excitement standpoint, from the way it was built, has the best chance to make a run and go on a championship-type run? There's a lot of people would say, like, the Boston Celtics would be that. Nobody said the Bruins. Nobody. I mean, at times throughout the course of the winter season, we would stop and take a look at the two and where the Bruins were, the Celtics, and which one's got the best chance.
No, we had debates. Debates about when we did the all four.
Yeah.
It was... I think last year, right around this time.
Yeah.
Maybe a little later. Maybe it was June when we did it, but we said it would be the Red Sox 1, Patriots 2, Celtics 3, and the Bruins were 4th.
Yeah. Oof.
And it was a debate about who's closer, Celtics or Bruins. And we thought, well, the Celtics, that's hard because we didn't think they could get past Golden State.
Yeah.
By the way, did you know, this is a funny stat.
Well, when the second LeBron went out of the East.
The Celtics were eliminated last year after the Bruins. Therefore, the Celtics have been eliminated twice from the playoffs, and no other team has been eliminated since.
Wow.
It's just a quirky little thing.
And how you view the team. Celtics, you know what I mean?
Celtics are the team that has been eliminated from the playoffs in Boston the last two times. No one else has been eliminated since the Celtics were eliminated from the playoffs in 2018. Since that point, the Red Sox have won the World Series. The Patriots won the Super Bowl. The Bruins are now on a Stanley Cup run. The Red Sox are in season, and the Bruins are on a cup run.
So Wick Grosbeck comes on 2 days ago, and going back to Wick's comments about this is a really tough team to love, hardest team to love, and then just sort of categorizing Kyrie as one of 15 other guys on the team, and how it seems like he wants changes. That happens last night. Handshake line's happening. Celtics front brass, are they a little pit in their stomach last night? Because look at them Bruins going to go play for a championship. Should have been us. Should have been us. Lost opportunity. LeBron's out of the East. We couldn't come together. We couldn't play together. Disappointing. Should have been another kick in the nuts last night.
It is. The Bruins are making the Celtics look worse.
They're rubbing it in your face.
Yep.
They are. The little Bruins.
The McAvoy video, the McAvoy Instagram, that would make me feel the worst of all. As a player.
And it's about how they win, too.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because they win as a team. They have great chemistry. They all like each other. They're humble. You know, they play hard. They're tough. They're all the things you want the Celtics to be, but they're not.
So the Patriots have even piggybacked off it. So it's the old Brady Gronkowski Instagram video getting on a bus out in Kansas City with the Bad Boys from Life, from Puff Daddy. And McAvoy and Krug and the whole team are kind of doing the same video. And they at Tom Brady, at Rob Gronkowski on it, going back and forth. Patriots dubbed the two videos together. And that's where you're at. Teams coming together.
Eric is up next on Zolak and Bertrand. Eric.
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Hey, appreciate you taking my call, man. Jumping on this conversation. Took a little bit of what I was going to go off and say, but onto the Celtics, man. Dude, Tatum needs to stop looking at Kobe Bryant as his idol and needs to switch to the Greek Freak. This guy is a straight-up killer. He is so old-school, man. I love the energy and the drive that this guy has. And one of the things that the other three winning teams that have are their homegrown players. Right now, Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they don't really look like they have that desire, that hunger, that team player mentality. I don't know what you guys think about that.
I don't know. I think Brown's a guy that can fit into that. Like, I think you can coach him up and get him to do what he needs to do for his role. Like, he plays with intensity, and I give him that. Like, you mentioned the Greek Freak. You look at the way that guy attacks the bucket. He's going under the bucket, and he's all miscombobulated, lean, and he's still trying to get the ball. Tatum never does that. And he bitches about every call. Like, what? Oh. Like, Giannis doesn't bitch. He gets the calls because of his size. He doesn't have to bitch. But I don't know. I think Brown's a guy that you could coach up, and there's something there. I know Tatum, you got something too, but I don't want a guy just all he wants to do is shoot and score.
What's gonna get you wins? I mean, the guy who's going to go down low and battle and ultimately get beat as often as he wins those battles, or a guy who can shoot from the outside and make lots of three-pointers and make some contested jump shots.
It's like when
I understand your appreciation of one player over the other, what's going to result in more wins?
Golden State, what they do. Yeah, shooting. And remember when we joked and we talked about moving that three-point line back? Like, let's make it more competitive, or is there going to be a four-point line, or is these guys are shooting from deeper and longer. That's the game now.
Yeah,
that's all they do. You go to gyms, you watch AAU games, they're just launching them. There's no pick and roll. There's no post play. There's no post player.
No.
Let's go to Chase in Boston. Chase,
how's it going?
What's happening?
How's it going?
Hey, just wanted to bring up a little stat that I was thinking about the other day. And what's your take on the Bruins? Number one, almost every team, if not every team in the playoffs so far that have swept, lost the last series. And what's your take on the time off? Think it messes with rest? Do you think that heals Chara? What's your guys' take?
I think for Chara, it's great. I think for Rask, not all that concerned. The thing that I said earlier is I'm most concerned about that top line breaking through last night and now having to hit the pause button. There's nothing you can do about this. There's absolutely nothing the Bruins can do. Out of your control.
No sense of worrying about something you have no control over. And for Pastrnak would be the only guy that I would worry about. I think Bergeron and Marchand can handle it. They've been there enough. They will have the best ability to pick up where they left off. Mm-hmm. It ends up being a blessing for Chara that we think. You know, still don't know why he wasn't skating last night, but he was at least upright and out there for the handshake afterward.
He's right about it, though. The sweeps have been problematic for teams in their next series because the Islanders, they waited 10 days, that is, to play the Hurricanes. Hurricanes were coming off a Game 7 that they had won over the Capitals. What happened in that series? See you later, Islanders. Islanders lose after having a sweep. They had, you know, a quick series. They waited around 10 days, and then they lost. The Hurricanes had to wait 6 days before they started this series with the Bruins. They get swept. The Blue Jackets swept the Lightning. They had to wait around for their series with the Bruins. They lost to the Bruins. And so I think you saw an edge at the start of that series with Columbus where the Bruins were coming off their Game 7 against the Maple Leafs. Bruins seemed to have an edge in the early going of that series. It took maybe Columbus a couple of, maybe a game to get their legs going in that series. So, you know, nothing you can do about it. You just got to sort of deal with it. We'll hope for the best in that other series. We'll hope for it to be over in five at this point. Go Sharks. We'll have all kinds of Shark versus Bear talk.
Can't wait.
Is what we'll do. More of your calls coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
For men.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Yo, what's up, guys?
120 here on Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985.
Well, they've had some interesting characters over the years. Remember Soderberg, Carl Soderberg, playing with the Golden Goose? Hey, what's up, guys?
Where is he now?
I can't stop laughing every time I see Pasternak.
Where'd he go?
Where the hell did he go?
Where is he these days? Avalanche?
He went to Colorado. I don't know if he's still with him.
Is he still there?
Hey, Jim, what do you used to say? Hey.
Let's get back to your calls. Good call volume today.
Excellent.
Excellent call volume on this Friday. Beating down the door. Hey, there goes Ty Anderson again.
What's up, Anderson?
How you doing, buddy?
Nice.
Hey, come in here for a second. Come on in.
Yeah.
Ty Anderson. Come on in. Say hello. Say hello to the people.
Yeah. I mean, they put you on every other damn show. We don't like to do a ton of interviews, but we'll do a quick one here.
I just
stand up. You're short.
Yeah. Just want to make sure that
this is great.
You got back okay? You feel good?
Yeah, I feel great.
Yeah.
That was fun. God, you are literally a giant.
Sorry,
it's unbelievable.
This is great.
Yeah, nice trip.
Oh, it was great.
Exciting.
It was a lot of fun.
Hey, you had a lot of fun.
It's like my old intern George.
You ready for the cup?
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. I want San Jose. That'd be a really fun matchup. Those two games, San Jose and Boston, were probably the two best games of the season.
Best for the league, isn't it?
You're rooting for it to be over in five?
What's that?
You're rooting for that series to be over in five?
Yeah, let's get going. I don't want an 11-day layoff. That's the worst. So yeah. Let's get this going already. This is gonna be a good series.
You can't think more on Chara? Do any more digging or anything?
Nothing major.
Nothing major. Good.
He'll be ready for game one.
Great.
I think it was more precaution. If it were a 2-1 series last night, I think he plays. So the fact is 3-0, I thought they had a little bit of breathing room there. They can get away with it.
I saw you come in with a wheelie bag. What were the four? Give me four contents. Four things in that wheelie bag that you packed. Obviously, toothbrush.
Toothbrush. A Beastie Boys shirt.
It's like sending a 12-year-old down the cover of the game.
There's a Star Wars shirt.
Star Wars. 11-year-old.
Ultimate Warrior shirt.
Ultimate, nice, okay.
Yeah, and then
Jimmy,
a few different...
Jimmy rolled that one up special for you.
And then a few different pairs of jeans and sweaters, nice. You know, things like... Nice. I had like a little fancy. I heard you...
pants, yeah.
Yeah, when you were like, Marchand saw Anderson and he was like, who's this kid with his with his sweater vest?
That's good.
I had to pack a little bit of some fancy clothes, so looking all right. So, yeah.
That's good. So, here's the thing. Parcells always tell us when we're not talking about you, that's when you should be worried.
Yeah.
So.
No, and that's, listen, I.
Yeah, me, honey. All tension's good attention, baby. All right, whether good or bad.
And it's a good relationship with all the players. Like, I've only had one bad interaction, and I've been doing this now for almost 10 years.
Who was that with again?
It was with Tuca.
Oh, that's right.
The guy in defense. Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
We had a bad reaction.
When was that?
they lost a game to Carolina in like 2015. And,
oh, that's a long time ago. Yeah, Four years ago.
But he got interfered with.
He doesn't
allegedly
hold that against you, does he?
We've had terrible interactions since. Like horrible, horrible interactions. To the point where I don't even talk to him. I'm just like, nah, I'm good.
So you and Tuca don't even really get along. That's good.
No.
And he's a man you defend.
Yes.
Valiantly.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that.
You know why I defend him? Because he's damn good.
Because you're about the truth. That's
I am.
Why. You're a man about the truth. You don't care about the personal stuff.
Can't.
That reflects well on you. Good for you, Ty.
Try my best.
How much did Haggerty eat in a booth?
Hags, on the other hand, he'd get into a fight with someone and it'd be all negative stuff.
Hags walked into the press box last night and he had like this plate of like pulled pork nachos and he looked unbelievable. I was really upset I didn't follow his lead there, but yeah, he was great. We hung out the first day.
I can't get
always sucking up to Marchand.
I can't get over the way Ty is dressed. If you were putting together a character in a movie as a quote unquote hipster, you would back off and say, this is too much. Nobody is going to believe this.
It's like a father and like his like 13-year-old. No, it's 8-year-old.
And we have to describe it. You have to describe what he's wearing, starting with the plaid shirt that's opened up to reveal the what's the T-shirt underneath?
It's Becky Lynch, the WWE wrestler.
Okay.
It's like her mugshot.
With his
cool
NASA trucker hat on.
The NASA trucker hat.
My wingspan.
Put your arms out.
Are we doing like the draft combine right now?
Yes.
Our TV producer says you look like an extra from Stranger Things.
That is kind of my vibe, I think. Yeah. That's my general sort of vibe I walk around.
Black jeans, iPhone in the back pocket with the headphone cord dangling down.
You and Murray can hang out together.
Got
like
a pair of Vans on.
Some soy sauce
Vans.
Joints.
Yeah, he's got a pair of Vans on. A
couple soy sauce boys.
Nice. If you were casting for a hipster and you showed up like this and you said, kid, you're trying too hard.
Yeah,
we want to get some
your fingers.
Good to see you.
All right,
thanks.
Awesome.
We'll be talking to you soon.
Good coverage, buddy.
Ty Anderson, 98.5, thesportshub.com is where you get all of his coverage of the Bruins. And plenty of coverage there for you to read today. Also, give him a follow on Twitter, _TyAnderson.
That's great. Tom's so into these goal videos. He's analyzing the Zoe standing next to Ty. Like, I think that's a video.
That's good. Get it done.
Good job.
Don't worry. Other people start doing it now, too. It's funny how everybody else does what we do about 10 days after it.
Yeah, 10 days after.
Yeah, just remember where you saw it first.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
How about that? Him and Tuca don't even really speak to each other.
So weird. Like,
I forgot that. He talked about that before.
And Ty doesn't know what he did?
Ty had a bad interaction with him about a goalie interference call.
Back in 15.
2015.
So Tuca holds
against you?
Tuca holds a grudge.
That's good.
Mm.
He's not the only one. Mm. Ben is in Rhode Island. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hi, Ben.
So, I don't know if you noticed it, but at the end of the game last night, they under the stat sheet, they had a little fun fact for both teams. So, they had, for the Bruins, their third appearance in 9 years. Cool, yes. Right? But for Carolina, theirs was, this is their fourth sweep in the playoffs in franchise history.
They put that on the screen?
Yeah, they put that up at the end of the game. I was at the bar with some friends laughing about it.
I didn't even notice that. Oh, that's horrible.
It was real quick at the end, but I thought it was hilarious.
I guess it's like you're digging for something to say something statistical, like the stat geeks that are working in the truck. Like, what do we do for Carolina? Well, they've been swept 4 times in their history. Put that up there.
Put that up.
Put it up.
That is a fun fact. Thanks, Paul Blart.
4 times.
Hey, you know there's a horse race tomorrow, too? And we haven't had Kenan Lowell to give his update.
What's tomorrow? Preakness?
Preakness is tomorrow down in Baltimore.
Well, his laptop, from what I understand, is still broken. He hasn't been able to get the racing form up in Lowell.
I heard Piomai is going to be...
Snoopy and Prickly Pete are also favored to place and show.
Snoopy.
The Herald just does it. It's good race coverage. It's not good enough, though.
I want Ken to call anyway. That's all.
Always want Ken to call.
It's Friday. He always calls on a Friday.
He was a Monday caller for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe during football season. Whatever. He can call anytime.
He could.
You know, what was the symbolism of the goat with Piomai Hardy?
I don't remember.
Remember the goat?
Was there a goat that hung around the stall or something?
Yeah, the goat that hung around with Piomai. What was the deal with the goat?
Something to that. Someone who's smarter than me explained that to me.
There's something to do with the goat there in that episode. Remember Piomai had a goat friend, and the goat lived. The goat did not die in the fire. And then Ralphie Cifaretto.
I don't remember the horse ones.
Tony had enough of him. Tony had enough of all the things that Ralphie had pulled over the years. The horse is what did him in. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember?
Damn it, I missed
that. You don't remember the death of Ralphie?
I remember the death of Ralphie. I remember how Ralphie died. Yeah, you cut him up, yeah, in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I vaguely remember the horse.
And Tony's trying to tell Christopher that he found him that way. He's like, I found him. I showed up and he was dead already.
Jesus. My favorite part of that episode was Paulie keeping the painting. I don't know if it was that episode or
but
later.
But he changed it.
It actually happens later. It happens later that season.
And changed it to the Civil War.
And it happens later in the season. But yes. No, I know what you're talking about. Paulie kept the painting.
And then Tony goes in and sees it hanging on his wall. It's bad. It's a bad moment for Paulie.
Well, Paulie also, when Ralphie's kid gets shot with the bow and arrow, and Ralphie's leaving the bada bing, and he wouldn't shake his hand. He just walks out. Because Ralphie had called his mother at the nursing home in the middle of the night. All right, good. We found Ken. We're going to get to Ken and Lowell and get his picks for the Preakness after these headlines. Nice. Hardy, stay tuned.
Nice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to get right to this because I want to get to as many calls as I can here. But Ken is in Lowell. And Ken, he's got a take on the Preakness. Ken, let's do it.
Yeah, guys. Hey, Zol. Hey, Biddle. Hey, Hattie. I'll make it quick because I know you guys are pressed for time. But tomorrow's Preakness sucks, all right? And I got two numbers for you here.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, number 7, Always Mining. He's only 8-1. He's won 6 in a row, but he's got a little class going on, all right? And number 12, another Twist of Fate. He's 6-1 morning line, but he's been in the money five of the last 6 races. And that's all I got, guys. I mean, there's nothing... This is the weakest field I've ever seen in my life in the Preakness. And that's a grade one, $1.5 million race.
So you're not... You're still going to watch. You're just not excited by the field?
No, I'm going to watch it, but I'm more interested in the other ones before it. The Black Eyed Betty race there going on. There's
a Black Eyed Susan
going on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more interested in that stuff. But I was listening. I'm more interested in your Bruins talk, dude. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, dude.
All right, Ken. I mean, we're doing what we can.
That's all I got, guys. That's all right. I got. I'll call you 3 weeks before the Belmont.
Okay, Ken. Thanks, Ken.
All right, guys.
All right, there it is.
Bye, Ken.
Short and to the point.
Look, he's not going to lie. He's not going to give us, some kind of, false enthusiasm for a race he doesn't care anything about.
He's down on it.
He's got Black Eyed Betty that he's more excited about tomorrow.
Reminds me of Shaughnessy when he's doing his dates. He's like, yeah, dates going to suck today. Dates suck today. What are you going to do? Just to do a segment? I'm going to leave.
Grab your day.
1 o'clock. I got to go.
Roger in Revere. Hi, Roger.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk.
Rog, what's up?
I had a stroke in 2015. Haven't talked to you guys since.
How you feeling?
Oh. Confined to a walker every day, right. But outside of that, I'm alive.
Okay, buddy. Wish you well.
Glad you're still with us.
So, well, thank you. So here's the deal. You know, I listen to a lot of the people, whether it's Toronto, Carolina, complaining about, your team's not there. Well, I'm old enough to remember a lot of lean years with the Red Sox when there was only 8,000 people in the park and Patriots, people were giving away tickets to go. And so on and so forth. So every team goes through those problems. And I remember when Montreal was the dreaded, curse, and we had to go into Montreal and get smushed every year in the 70s. And they were 3 and 4 lines deep. They had guys on their third line that could start on other teams in the league. So, for anybody that's complaining from out of town, hey, that's too bad. You'll go through your cycles because everybody does. But, you know, one of the things I heard, that guy from Weymouth who's completely off the reservation, he's talking about...
Scott Weymouth?
Weymouth. He's talking about how the Bruins were great in, you know, the 80s. Well, you know, the old cliche back then was you stop Peterson and Middleton, you stop the Bruins. You stop Neely and Janney, you stop the Bruins. Because Beadle, you hit it on the head. They were not deep teams. This team is very deep. But let me just say this. Everybody out there should give props to Chara because here is the true captain. This guy was hurt. He was a scratch from the lineup. But he wanted to be on the ice with his team. He could have went out in dress shoes or whatever. He put on his uniform to take pictures with his team. And if you look at that clip with Neely on the way off the ice, Neely had glassy eyes. Neely was all teared up and choked. So, Chara, keep going, buddy. And as far as, last thing, as far as the guy who made the point about, well, when you sweep, you usually lose the next series. It has to do with chemistry. This comes down to Bruce Cassidy keeping his team focused and making these guys animals like he did after the this is where the stroke comes in, the memory.
Well, after the Toronto series?
After the Toronto series, you know, they were having trouble win one, lose one.
Right.
And they're being focused. Hey, listen, guys, I know you have a million callers. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for letting me have the time and thank the guys behind the glass, especially Lex Luthor. You guys did a great job. Thank you so much. And I listened to you guys every day when I was in the hospital, and it was just wonderful and inspirational because you guys really make sports enjoyable. I'm getting choked up. Hey,
oh, man.
You guys have a great day.
Hey, Roger, right, thanks Roger. For the call, buddy.
Appreciate it, Roger. Be well.
Be well, Rog. Thanks. Welcome back.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Call Jim Lex Luthor.
He looks like Lex Luthor. Like if you put a white suit on Jim and made him hold a crystal that, what was that, kryptonite? Not kryptonite.
How about he put a white suit on and make him hold a cat and then he looks like Dr. Evil?
Give Jim
Tom just said, who's Lex Luthor? I Google imaged it and he looked at it. He just started cracking up.
Yeah. What? You, it could be Dr. Evil.
You don't know who Lex Luthor is.
Give him a shaved cat.
Roger, thanks for calling in again. That was cool. Thank you. It was nice. 4 years. He hasn't called in 4 years, he said.
Well, we got him back now.
Nice.
Back. Every day.
Good phone, good points. And plenty of memory there from what I could tell.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with the chemistry thing.
Well,
they've definitely got it, but how much does the winning breed good chemistry? You know? You got a good team in there in Carolina. They had a hell of a chemistry going, yeah. I bet, after they beat the Capitals in 7 and then swept the Islanders. What happened to that chemistry?
I think good teams have good chemistry, right?
I think teams who win have good chemistry.
Yeah, and I think that this is a good team, and so I think they have it. And I think all those other teams do have it.
One begets the other, though? Yeah, does the chemistry beget the winning, or does the winning beget the chemistry?
All valid points. I mean, I think this team's got some drive, though. You know, I think this team's got some grit. I think they've got some real desire.
Somebody said it earlier on in this series, and it was in this postseason. It was probably Toronto. They don't give up.
You got to dig deep this time of year. You know, there is something to the Stanley Cup with the who wants it more, which is so cliche. And you say, what do you mean who wants it more? Everybody wants it. Right. But there is the element of how far you're going to push yourself this time of year in this sport, especially.
With the exception of a handful of second periods, this team has wanted it pretty much every game. And they haven't given full 60-minute efforts. But when they've kind of fallen off there in that middle 20, they come back with a vengeance in the third.
I mean, there's a time there where the Celtics won their first 5 playoff games, and they're right there next to each other. And people kept saying it, especially guys like Maz, like, hey, wait till the Celtics get hit with a little bit of adversity. Let's see how they react. Let's see how they react. See if they punch back. Mm. Bruins figured it out, how to punch back. And every time they got hit with something.
I think we saw in the regular season, right?
They did. But
when they went on their runs?
That's ingrained. Right? Like, you can't flip a switch on like that.
When they got rolling, they kept it going.
Right. You could try harder, but there's something to be said for this team's pretty together, and there's something special about that. So that's why they're playing for it, playing for the bacon.
Cody's in Georgia on the Bruins. Cody.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
I want to talk about the game. I went there up in Raleigh yesterday, so huge Bruins presence. I thought that was a big game changer. Do you think that could be a factor coming up?
I don't know. I mean, it depends if the ice is good or not. I mean, it's about having the right goalie and shoot, I mean, you've seen it when the place is rocking and you get no response, or the place is flat and you get a great response. It's nice that you started home.
I'm confused. Factor
he's talking about home ice advantage.
Oh.
All the way in Carolina. There's always home ice. Even game three, too.
Here's what could grind on
I don't think it was a factor in this series, if you're asking that.
Here's, you know, this team went and they played Columbus. That place was nuts. This place was amped up, too, for two games. And you swept their ass. Bruins could play in front of visiting.
I just think it's nice being home. Who doesn't want to be home?
You want to be home. You want to sleep in your own bed. And this is where it gets dicey. When you get on planes, you got to go 6 hours back and forth. That's what sucks. I remember going back to that, remember the Vancouver series, and how much I talked to guys like Gosh and Beers, like, that freaking travel back and forth. Just, you know, we're not playing. We are exhausted. These guys got to play it. You know, so take advantage of this rest right now. Get your feet up.
The travel to St. Louis would be a lot better than having to go
San Jose
to the West Coast and going to San Jose.
Against the wind, man.
Yeah, what?
You got a headwind, man. Going out west, headwind.
Yeah, there's also the difference in miles.
No. I know that.
You're going.
Coming back's not that bad. Yeah, you'll shave about 45 minutes off. But going out's a bitch. Anytime you go out west, whether it's... Never mind.
No, I know what you mean.
I know you meant St. Louis.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But...
I'm not even considering St. Louis. It's going to be San Jose. Let's get ready. Bear versus Shark. Whole week of it.
Bear versus Shark. Entire week. Mike in Miami. Mike. Not there.
You know what's great about the Bear versus Shark? Like, the Bear's a problem. You know what you're going to do? Pew, you're dead. Like that guy who calls us from Alaska. Nobody kills a shark. Like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to tag it. We're going to follow
it. Well, it's not good for us.
No, I know that. But I'm like, in the whole bear versus shark.
The guy from Alaska says if
sharks can't kill.
Someone was carrying around a 44, like his cousin was up there, or brother-in-law, or somebody with a
bang, you're dead.
44 Magnum, a handgun. And he said if he shot the bear with it, the bear would like brush it off and keep coming. It's not that easy, shooting a bear.
Quah, quah, quah,
quah,
quah,
nails, quah,
weapons.
What are you got? You got the hands, the nails, claws,
paw, hoof, hoof. Hoof. Today's takeaways, the fake promos, are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken Weight Aid Weight Loss, offering free support for life. Make this the last time that weight will ever be an issue. Online right now at awaken180weightloss.com.
Let's do it.
I'll be hitting the Quincy location after
all
this.
Right.
What do you got?
Fake promos.
We got fake promos. We got several to get to today, including a brand new one. Not another show here on the radio station. Another show altogether. Something brand new for Fake Promo Friday.
I remember how big Ewing was. I remember being in Rupp Arena. That was Ewing's senior year. He was underneath, and I was underneath doing it with him.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
That would be a Mike Francesa fake promo.
Wow.
They don't still have that intro, right? That's still not their.
Last I heard, I mean, full blown jingles, big jingle packages.
Holy crap!
That was uncut.
Spent a lot of money on those.
That was uncut. That's not spliced together. Because he's getting angry.
I don't
when people
know.
Are splicing crap.
I don't
together.
Know what Lex Luthor and his henchmen do back
you
there.
Put stuff together, mine. I know you think that sit there and make fun of me.
All right, moving on.
All right,
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Brandon in Taunton. Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's actually two or three from today's show alone. So just be prepared.
Huh.
If you're thinking back on the last 3 hours and 55 minutes, there will be a couple of moments.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Do you, I'm sure you obviously grew up in Warwick. I'm sure Grandma had a back porch that she just put some carpeting on and just let it get wet and be hard and all that. And
what are we talking about?
What?
Jim's turf. The AstroTurf.
Grandma's carpet? What?
Grandma's carpet. Got all nasty and wet and hard on your back porch.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't have the slightest clue what the hell you were talking about.
It's not an old person right now that didn't, when AstroTurf came out, you could buy it at, say, Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever. It wasn't even Lowe's around.
Uh-huh.
Everybody would get it and put it on their porch. Like, cover their porch. Cover their cement pad in the back of their house. They put their porch furniture on it. You didn't have that?
As long as we're clear on what we're talking
Quincy.
About.
That's I bet all. They got them all over Quincy here.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
You know,
Hub.
Part of me wishes this series went on a little
Thank
longer
you.
Just for that.
Thank you.
Part
you
want to
be
wishes-
pissed at the Hurricanes
yeah.
sucking? We're not going to get any more Jason Mraz goaltender.
That drop lasted like a
T-bone.
Day. It lasted a day.
So good.
Well, we need to be creative now.
That thing was great.
Yeah. Come up with something else.
One day.
All right.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On that one day, though, how many times do we hear that?
So fun.
Just like on Tuesday
it was
Wednesday.
So fun. Just try and just try and do that. What does he say? Play, can we play it again?
I can't roll my arms. Can you roll your arms?
What is he even saying? I don't even know what he's saying.
Scat singing, baby. It's not like Louis Prima.
Zuma, zuma.
Yeah. All right, one more fake promo.
One more.
Here
we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
NBA draft lottery happened last night. New Orleans got the number one overall pick.
Stop saying
Oh, excuse me.
What was that?
You have to drop that.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So the courtesy of Tom Morgan, he put that in a little file and texted it to us, to our text chain.
Yeah.
Which I in turn forwarded to my wife without any, hey, this is what Hardy did today. And she was in a car with the kids and put it on and it played. And they didn't know.
Doesn't
what?
She know
they
not to
say that on his show?
Got the number one overall pick.
Stop saying
Oh, you body mouth.
Avila!
The way he tried to play it off was.
I didn't try.
Oh.
But you just keep. Oh, you go keep moving on.
Because I'm professional.
Full steam ahead.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, excuse me.
I work in sanitation.
Hancock? Some kind of bird flying around?
Yeah.
Hang up. Baltimore?
See
where's that? Like, it really doesn't matter, okay?
It makes me want to go home and watch that movie this weekend.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Start to finish?
Start to long
yes. watch.
Yes. Brian De Palma.
Yes.
You could have made that a little shorter.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch in spurts, and then you get away from it like, oh, this movie, I don't know if this is really all that good.
Brian, next time, a little shorter on the Scarface. A little shorter.
Hey, if you're out there listening, you're sitting in traffic, fully loaded Felger mask coming up next. Jim Murray will have all the traffic updates.
It's agenda-free. Agenda-free Friday.
Agenda-free.
It's on tap. We're back at it Monday at 10 a.m. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather, finally.
How you doing, Tony?
Peace.
Are you sleeves?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Boston Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.